Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is the Dog Days of Podcasting, day four for August 4th, 2025. And I am here with another song. August 4th. This would have been my parents' 69th wedding anniversary. Wow. That's a long time. And you know what? It's still their 69th anniversary, even though my mother is now resting in peace. And remember her every day. But on with the show, as she would say, the show must go on. One thing I got from her was performance. She was into theater and music, and I get that from her. So I am here with a song of the day. If you want to make a request, you go over to ctomasi.link/ddop25. You'll see some of them have been performed. If you heard them on the Dog Days, you can rate them. If they haven't been performed, you're welcome to request. Today's request comes in from Gary Lindros. I'm doing these in no particular order, and some of them I need to practice a little bit more before I deliver them. I have a backlog, and that's good. I want a backlog. I want to be able to choose from these songs. So I can't promise I get to every one of them, but I will do my best to get to yours. In the meantime, let us get on with... Oh, I also mentioned that in the upcoming days, I will be having more insights, little snippets into our last couple of weeks in Michigan. There was a lot that happened. I'll start with... It was a wonderful service for my mother. We had Sunday with some family time and friends of the family. Nice get-together at the hotel, reception room. I had played my video that I made of... lots of montage pictures of my mother with some music. And my youngest sister, Audrey, she made some shadow boxes with little pictures and mementos. She had the bracelets from when her and her twin brother, Paul, were born in 1968. The hospital bracelets, they used to put like little bracelets on the baby's wrist that said Tomasi. Well, they had two of them. And she had about six or seven of these laid out for various aspects of mom's wonderful and... full life, from music to scuba diving to family. It was all there. Lots of laughs, lots of tears. Wonderful time to be with people. That was Sunday. Then Monday we had the actual service. So we showed up at the church, all dressed in black as we should, and got to see a few more family members and whatnot and friends trickle in. Had some pictures, had a very wonderful service. I was honored to do one of the readings up at the pulpit. Held it together, because when I get into performance mode, unless it's something like that, I wrote myself or something, that would get touching, and then I'd probably lose it. But I held it together for the reading, and then had a great old time. My every time I see... people, they get a little bit older, a little bit bigger. My three nephews were there from Paul's family. He's got like 19, 17, and 15-year-old boys, and they're all taller than me. And it was a Catholic service, so we went to kneel down on the kneeler. And the first time I knelt down and they sat down, and then they realized, oh, I should probably be kneeling down. And when the three of them knelt next to me to my right, I had like Joey, then Ryan, then Dominic, going from middle to youngest to oldest. That thing leaned. I thought it was going to crack. I was on the leftmost side, and when Joey and Ryan and Dominic knelt down, I thought it started bowing because it's only got supports on the end. It needed one in the middle, and the kneeler was just about to crack. And I went, that would have been funny. Grandma would have thought that was funny, but. We had a wonderful service, and then afterwards we went downstairs for lunch with all the family members, and we started out with my oldest sister that was there, did some memories and things that she learned from mom, and then it went kind of down the line, and I got to my part, and then some family members or some friends joined in of what they remembered, and then we adjourned to we drove over to the cemetery. Where she was in an urn because she had died several months ago, and storage and transport wouldn't have worked out. But she had her ashes in a box, and we said our prayers and left her there. So that's a quick synopsis of the important part, and I will flesh out what we did on the other days as we go on. So little insights as we go through August about what we did in July. Kind of makes sense, right? Well, on to today's song comes to me from Gary Lindros. Gary wanted to hear Hound Dog by Elvis Presley on an ukulele. Well, Elvis did a number of Hawaiian movies, so this would make sense, right? Let's go. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Of Hound Dog. There you have it. I will be back tomorrow with another song. You can find all the Dog Days of Podcasting episodes and shows and people talking about all kinds of stuff over at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Until tomorrow, take care, stay safe, love you.